You can never please people. People pleasing will wear you out. Focus on letting your ways please the Lord and let the chips fall where they may. I'm keeping it 100 today on this episode of Protect Your Peace. We're talking about what people think. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Protect Your Peace. I am April Houston. Welcome. In this episode of Protect Your Peace, I'll be talking about what people think. That's right. That's right. Guess what? I've already uploaded 5 episodes. They've been published. If you guys have already been listening, thank you so much. All those that have been coming, and telling me they enjoy the show, I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. And those of you just joining me today, go back and listen to those episodes. They have a lot of great information. And also, thank you again, guys, for your continued support and downloading. You must download it. I know you want to listen, but when you listen, push the button on the side, download it. It matters. I appreciate you guys. So anyway, my podcast, they focus on the mind and spirit. As those of you have been already listening, you guys have been listening to a lot of mental clarity and things that have been dealt with the mental side, because mental stability and clarity is very important in the process of protecting your peace. But also the spiritual side is important as well. And this episode, we're going to be leaning more towards the spiritual side. Now, as we deal with the spiritual, follow me to John. That's right. The scripture, John 21 and 20. I'm going to read it. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following him. This was the one that had leaned back against Jesus at the supper. He said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered and said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? All you have to worry about do is following me." Because of this, a rumor spread among the believers that the disciples would not die. But Jesus, he never did say that they wouldn't die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what's that got to do with you, Peter?" And this right here, it explains that we just had a problem with minding our business. And if you want to just experience the freedom and real peace of mind, we need to mind our business and not worry about and focus on what people think. Now, on this episode, I have brought a special guest on this episode. And it's called Twin Talk. And because my special guest is my twin, Anita Diggles. Hey.
Hello. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you today? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, I am doing fine. I'm excited about this topic that you have. I'm so excited about what people think. And you know, even specifically what people think about you. Us worrying about what people think. It's a part of the world that we live in now. And I think it's a very pertinent topic. Especially when we have so many platforms for people to express openly how they think and how they think about you. They don't always express that positively. I think that's the danger. Kind of reminds me of the scripture you just said. This has been going on for a long time. It's been going on for a long time. It didn't just start with social media people, you know, in your business, expressing what they feel about in your business. So I think this podcast is going to be very good. The topic is going to be really, really something pertinent to everyone right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And platforms, I know that people are trying to encourage people, and they use their platforms for good. And there's just so much going on with people thinking that their comments are so important and hot and much needed. And even the negative comments, the foul comments, the evil comments, just so much toxic stuff that's going on that will just draw people in back into their own home, their own little cubby, just say, hey, you know what? Forget about it. I don't even want to deal with the negativity from the responses of others, because sometimes we overly concern ourselves with what people say about what we do or what we put out as we post and try to encourage others. And it's because we're so overly concerned about people and what they say and how they respond to us, we shut down and we don't even do it anymore. We actually revert in not being the light that God's called us to be. And so when light,
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think what you just said is so important, that overly concerned.
Mm-hmm.
When you say overly concerned, it's not that you're saying there's anything wrong with you hearing people's thoughts or accepting constructive criticism. But when we become overly concerned, we become overwhelmed. We become overwhelmed and we allow it to take us off of our God-given path. The Spirit may be leading us in a certain direction, and we allow the thoughts of others to derail us, especially those who we shouldn't be listening to. But when we become overly concerned, guess what? We're aborting our own destiny. We start overly being concerned with those that aren't pertinent to our own destiny.
Yeah, and that's true. And I have talked to so many people that really have only concerned themselves with what people think, and what you just said is so true. I also have points that I'd like to talk about as well and discuss. I have four different points. These points, the first one is, no matter what you do, the wrong person will never have the right things about you anyway. They won't have the right thoughts about you anyway. No matter what you do, the wrong person will never have the right thoughts about you anyway.
Wrong people, toxic people, holding you to their standards, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. We have to evaluate sometimes where we have people in our personal circles. So you have your close inner circle, maybe with your spouse, your children, your parents, and then maybe outside of that circle, you have close friends or close relatives, and then maybe next your business partners, your close coworkers or friends. You have those circles, and when you have the wrong people giving input into your life, acting as if they are a part of your inner circle, those people are the wrong people. They're toxic people that you shouldn't be listening to, and you really shouldn't be concerning yourself with what they think about your life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know you. They don't come home with you. Mm-hmm. They're not a part of your household, and they don't adhere to your household standards. So you have to really be wary of allowing people to have input who are the wrong people. And they're the toxic people in your life.
That's good. Wow. Y'all, this is my younger twin. Y'all know that. She's younger than me. She's 30 minutes younger than me. That's how you do that when you say you're a twin.
Younger sister. You can say younger sister. That's fine. I like that.
You like that? Okay.
Thoughts from the younger sister.
And these are very good thoughts. And again, I appreciate you, Anita, for being on my show today.
Thank you, big sister.
Not that big, not that old. But anyway, number two, we're going to go with some more points. Number two says, when you are living right, you don't need to focus on what other people think about you. Your fruit speaks for itself.
Mm. I like that.
You like that?
That's personal. That's personal. Your fruits speak for yourself. You know, people, when they know you, when they really know you and things happen in your life, they're going to come to you and render aid to you because they know you. Your fruits speak for itself. It puts me in mind of an old saying we hear all the time, fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And you hear people say, out of the what do they say? Speaking about fruits. Mm-hmm. Let's speak about fruits.
Yeah.
When we think about fruits, we think about the scripture.
Yeah.
And we think about a lot of people who say they have the Holy Spirit, but they don't have the fruits of the Spirit.
True. Yeah.
So if they really have it, then those fruits will speak.
Right. We're known by the fruit we bear, right?
We don't have to go around proving who we are. We don't have to go around defending ourselves against naysayers.
Right.
We don't have to go around doing any of those things. Who we are, when the heat is turned up, is coming out. Whatever's inside is going to come out. What's in your heart,
mm-hmm.
is going to come out of your mouth.
That's it. That's scripture.
What does the word say?
Out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yes. So if you turn the heat up on certain people, you know, in the beginning, they're going to be flattering words. They're going to say great things. They're going to say all the right things, do all the right things. Turn the heat up. Let trouble come.
Mm-hmm.
Let a trial come. Then what's in them is going to come out. What's in their heart is going to come out of their mouth. Just sit back. Observe. Listen to what they say. Listen to how they live. It's telling you what's in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If they're steady, positive, even through the tough times, through the hard, they're telling you who they are.
Yeah, that's
good. Those are the fruits. If hard times come, trying times come, and, you know, all of a sudden they become a different person. No. They didn't become a different person. That's who they really were. What was in their heart just came out to surface. The fruits will speak.
Wow. And it will. That's good. Oh, that's awesome. Number three. I'm skipping, moving too fast. Number three, you will make better decisions when you divorce yourself from what other people think about you. You will make better decisions when you divorce yourself from what other people think about you.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? Ooh, make better decisions. I like that, making better decisions. Making better decisions when you divorce yourself from their thought. You know, it seems like a lot of times people don't want accountability. But I think once you do, number one, and realize who the right people are and who the toxic people are, you can make that divorce decision. You can separate yourself from their thoughts when you know they're not the right people.
Yeah.
And you can make better decisions when they're not there. Because when you have the wrong people always around you and you hadn't made the decision to separate yourselves from them, then they're going to always have influence on what you do. They're going to have influence on what you say, where you go. And that's not what you need if you're going to continue on the right path, or you're going to continue to fulfill your destiny. If you're going to carry out what it is that God has placed in front of you, you can't do it if you continue to attach yourself to people with horrible thoughts, mm-hmm. negative thoughts, or thoughts about you that are untrue or not who you are. If you want to make better decisions, you got to separate yourself.
That's good. That's good. Number four, caring about people who are not where you are or headed where you're going is called a distraction. Stop and refocus. And listening to or caring what gossipers, haters, jealous-hearted people, wrong people, it destroys self-value and worth. That is their intent.
Oh, that's their intent.
You like
well,
that?
Yes. If that's their intent, then we need to get focused.
That's it.
I like that part where you said the distractions and then keeping you from going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part because it reminds me of, you know, I can picture myself on the highway driving and, you know, you have those long neck people who are looking at people going in the wrong direction or a car accident. And then you see people veering off maybe to take an exit or whatever. And the problem is, if you're focused on what's going on the other side of the median or what's going on in traffic opposite of you, or you're focused on all the people who are taking exits off the freeway instead of focusing on where you're going, you're going to be so distracted. And that's so dangerous. Absolutely. It's dangerous naturally. It's dangerous spiritually. Mm. You're focused on folks not going in the same direction as you. Mm-hmm. Why? Why? Why are we focused on those who are not going in our same direction? We shouldn't be doing that. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for the people in front of us. It's dangerous for the people close to us. It's dangerous for the people who are following us. We need to be mindful. We need to be mindful of the people closest to us and around us that we are accountable to, and not worry about the people who aren't a part of what we're doing and where we're going.
Absolutely. Man, that's good stuff. I'm still eating. I don't know about y'all, but I say, it's good because I am eating off and feasting off of what she's saying right now. These are some good information. And man, these points, I've enjoyed listening to you, Anita, already with the points that I just said. But I want to ask you this because I would love to hear your take, your input, how you maneuvered and how you faced the challenges of what people think.
Well, I've gone through my challenges even recently with our family, just going through. I tried. The biggest thing for me, even in going through it, is the spiritual side of preparation. A lot of times you'll never know when a trial is going to hit or when trouble is going to come, when you're going to have a tragedy or when you're going to have a death in the family. You never know when these things are going to happen. Generally, they come out of nowhere and there's shock and a surprise. But for me, before we went through our ordeal, before it happened, months back, maybe in a year back, I had started studying spiritually, really delving into consecration fasting and, of course, having a prayer life. But that consecration and fasting part of preparation was something that I was really focusing on, 40-day consecrations. And I was even going on it with some of the youth and young adults, just teaching about the importance of fasting and consecration. And I didn't know that I was being prepared for what I was going through. So when trouble came for me, what was in me showed, even when I was there, even when I didn't want it to come out, it came out. But it all started with my preparation. And what we have to understand, even with the topic of what people think, what people think about you and how we allow that to affect us, how we worry about it, how it affects our anxiety, how it affects what direction we're going, how it can throw us off of our path, all of these things. We have to understand the spiritual side is important because the spirit feeds the soul. Mm-hmm. And what is our soul but made up of our mind and our thoughts? Of course, and they lead to our actions. But that mind and that thought, those parts of our soul, they're fed by our spirit. So the question is, what kind of spiritual food are we eating? What kind of spiritual preparation are we making? Triggers are coming. Hard times are coming. Trials are coming.
Yes.
The world attacks. That's the world doing its job. The world is going to happen as long as we live in it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have the power of reaction. Mm-hmm. We have the power of our attitudes. We control that part of it. We're not above being attacked.
You're right about that.
We're not so good that we can't face trouble.
Right. It happens to everyone. You're absolutely right. Okay?
We can't be so proud that we think, oh, you know, we're good people, so we never have to face hard times or trouble. No, that's not how it's supposed to, that's not how it's supposed to be. Nobody told us that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We're not new to this. We're not the only ones going through.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust.
Yep.
So everybody goes through. Seasons change. Up today, down tomorrow. Going through today, not going through tomorrow. So it can happen to any of us at any time. We're not above it, and we're not the only ones. Only thing we control is our reaction and our attitudes while we're in it. And that happens with spiritual preparation.
Absolutely.
Spiritual preparation will help us make the right decisions. It'll help us in our mind, our hearts. It'll help us in our souls. And we have to understand that it comes from feeding the spirit so the spirit can command our minds and our thoughts.
Wow.
If you think about those thoughts,
wow.
Who was it? Jesus in the wilderness? When he was in the wilderness, he was on a 40-day consecration, a 40-day fast. And coming out of that 40-day fast, the very first thing that happened is his thoughts were attacked. The enemy spoke to him and told him, do this, do this, do this. He tempted him in the wilderness. And that began his fight all the way to the cross. But before any of it started, he started with preparation. He prepared in the wilderness through fasting, consecration, preparation. And if he had to do it, we have to do it. We have to prepare. We have to prepare spiritually to protect our peace from what people think.
Wow. Wow. That's my twin, y'all. Man, what an amazing testament, Nita. A great example of how we can protect our peace from what people think. Let's make preparation, everybody. I hope you were encouraged as well as I was, as much as I was. Let's make preparation to continue to protect your peace. Thanks so much for being with me today, Nita.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that my big sister invited me. My older sister invited me to be a part of a podcast, allowing her baby sister just to come on in.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, just want to remind everybody, it's only 30 minutes, so it's not that much of a big difference as far as being big sister is concerned, but I'll take that. Thank you so much, Nita, for joining me. Hey, we definitely had a great time, didn't we? I appreciate you coming. And if you'd like to suggest a certain topic for us to discuss, Nita, would you come back?
Oh, I would love to come back.
Oh, yes. Awesome. So listen, if you would like a certain topic for us to discuss, email me at ahoustonp2p. Comment, email me, let me know what you want for us to discuss. This has been a special edition of Protect Your Peace with Twin Talk, featuring my twin, Anita Diggles, and myself, April Houston. Final thought, great minds work while small minds talk about those who are working. All right, you guys. I appreciate you guys for listening to us today. This has been, again, Protect Your Peace. I'm April Houston. Thanks for listening to my podcast on today. Remember to like, share, comment, email me at ahoustonp2p@gmail.com, or you can go straight to the website at www.protectyourpeace.health. Thanks, guys. Have a blessed evening. Enjoy your week. And remember to protect your peace.